Item number 33 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources.
Relative
to new employment, temporary assignments to a higher classification, temporary appointments, and emergency appointments. This is informational only.
Mr. Sessions.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor. I think Supervisor.
Did you hear my premature question, Mr. Sessions?
I believe so. You're addressing the length of the emergency appointments
right.
in the housing division.
How long do emergencies go, I guess, is the question I have.
They're working on recruiting for those positions. They properly reported all of this through to the Civil Service Commission. The limitations on emergency appointments are the kind of the boundaries of the Civil Service Commission. So the commission heard and approved these extensions beyond 1 year. So they're okay, but we would like to get them filled as soon as possible. We're working with the department so that they can get those positions filled.
Okay, that's the answer I guess I'm looking for. And the other one I have, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Session, is the very first one under temporary assignments. Got an indefinite on that. How can a temporary assignment be indefinite? Clerical assistant. Not to pick anybody individually,
right.
but I'm just wondering about that designation.
This is the result of a board action. This was an extension that required board approval, so it was approved, and we got the file number there, file number 12881. It was approved in December of last year. So it's an indefinite tack at this point. I believe the incumbent in that case, the person who's being replaced, is up for discharge in front of PRB. So the extension was to cover that until the PRB decision is rendered, whenever that is.
Thank you both.
Any other comments, questions regarding item 33? Thank you. Mr. Session, do you have an answer for number three?
Item 30.
Number 30.